Thank you and good morning. The Board of Supervisors meets this morning, and among the presentations they will hear will be one regarding the expansion of Coast Seafood aquaculture operations on the Bay. The County Fish and Game Commission has asked the Board to forward a letter to the Army Corps of Engineers that pertains to concerns raised about the impacts of the expansion and that they be considered under the draft environmental plan. The Commission and the County have concerns about impacts to recreation, wetland habitats, migrating shorebirds, and local waterfowl, among others, and they want to ensure mitigation is considered during the process. The supervisors are also expected to renew the County Tourism Business Improvement District for another 10 years following two public meetings in May. The Board will certify the results of the special election for the McKinleyville Community Services District, a race won handily by Mary Burke with more than 70% of the vote. The Board will also appoint members to various ad hoc committees, introduce an ordinance aimed at speed limits and parking on two Eureka streets, and receive a staff report on proposals to turn the nonprofit-owned parkland along the South Fork of the Eel River, a property in southern Humboldt, into a community park. The supervisors will also issue a letter of support authored by 1st District Supervisor Rex Bone regarding Assembly Bill 980 that would expand broadband connections to underserved areas. Many residents in Humboldt County and across the region, including small towns, don't have reliable access to broadband internet service, and the bill would require Caltrans to install broadband conduits capable of supporting fiber optic communication cables during work projects along those priority areas to make expansion easier. The Rural County Representatives of California lobby on behalf of 35 rural counties, and the group has thrown its support behind Assemblymember Jim Wood's Assembly Bill 1254 that would increase the penalties for environmental degradation at illegal marijuana grow sites. The bill is aimed at protecting local waterways, wildlife, and forest health against trespass grows. The measure would increase both criminal and environmental penalties for those convicted of growing illegally on state land. The RCRC has also issued a letter of support for State Senator Mike McGuire's Senate Bill 566 that would require telecommunications carriers to notify local governments in the case of a 911 outage. The bill establishes state thresholds that are lower than current federal regulations for when notification must take place and when they must notify local offices and emergency services. Residents of the Humboldt Community Services District will see an increase in water and sewer rates over the next 5 years. The district board approved the rate hikes in February, and the process of notifying residents began on March 14th. Water rates will increase by just over 52% overall, beginning this fiscal year with a 39% increase. That will mean an additional $13 or so for the average single-family residents, followed by far more modest increases in the ensuing 4 years. Sewer rates will also increase with a 27% jump, or just over $5 per year, in the first year, followed by four more increases in the ensuing years. A similar rate increase is in the works for the residents of the city of Eureka as well. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Roadways across the North Coast have taken a beating from the winter rains, and no stretch of roadway is in worse shape at the moment than the Last Chance Grade in Del Norte County. 2 weeks ago, 10 feet of roadway fell away. That led to action from local, state, and federal officials, and Supervisor Ryan Sundberg said on Talk Shop that following a meeting and a tour of the area both by car and by air by Congressman Jared Huffman, Caltrans Director Malcolm Dougherty, State Senator Mike McGuire, federal highway personnel, and elected officials from Humboldt and Del Norte counties, we could now see some movement toward a permanent fix.
After that meeting, the Federal Highways is going to bring it up to have it declared an emergency. And the reason it's not been declared an emergency, the definition, it has to be closed. Yeah, it needs to be really permanently closed.
If a federal emergency is declared, immediate funding will be made available for a project that could cost as much as $2 billion.
Caltrans has given them all the data that they have. There's some additional analysis that Caltrans is just finishing up. They'll get that over to Federal Highways, and then hopefully they will declare it an emergency. And what that'll do is open up the ER funds, which is $100 million. And so it's, you know, probably a tenth of what the project needs.
You can listen to Supervisor Ryan Sundberg talk Last Chance Grade and other topics on Talk Shop by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.